When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Bob Berlin joins us now, DuPage County State's Attorney. Hi, Bob. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, John. Great to be here.
Yeah, we always appreciate you joining us. There is another story, the 22nd gun-related arrest since last August at Topgolf's parking lot in Naperville. So that's a couple of arrests a month, one every 2 weeks or so, at that one location. What could you tell me about that?
Well, I think what it shows is that the Naperville police are being very proactive, and they're doing a great job of finding people with loaded guns, many of whom are convicted felons, and they're making those arrests, and we're prosecuting those cases. I think that's really the message that needs to come out of this, and the public needs to understand that Topgolf is still a very safe place. It's a recreational facility. A lot of families go there.
Yeah.
And the police are doing a great job.
I noticed the picture showed a family coming in and out, and I'm familiar with the business model. It would be family friendly, but I guess it would also be a popular place for young men, and young men and guns are sometimes a stupid combination. Is it more often at Topgolf, though, than at other locations that we have a congregation of people with guns or that you're making these kinds of arrests?
Oh, there's no question. We've seen more of these kinds of arrests at Topgolf, and I'm really not sure what the attraction is for people with guns. And I agree with you. Almost every case, it's a young male who's getting arrested with an illegal gun. But again, I'm not sure what the attraction is.
Is it legal for if I own a gun in Illinois, and if I'm in DuPage County, what are my rights? Do I get to travel with it? Do I get to carry it with me? What rights do I have as a gun owner in your county?
If you have a concealed carry license, you can travel with it. And, of course, a firearm owner identification card. Yes. Now, there's certain restrictions as to where you can take it, and there's certain businesses that prohibit guns. And in those businesses that prohibit guns, there's a safe harbor provision that, you know, if it's in your car, you're allowed to put it in the trunk when you get into the parking lot. But you need a FOID card and you need a concealed carry license in order to carry a gun.
Can anybody get a concealed carry license?
You have to, you can't be a convicted felon.
Yeah, I figured
that's the first requirement.
Yeah.
But you have to take a class. It's a 16-hour class, which comes with actual, there's a range component of it where you have to pass a test, a shooting test, but there's an educational component as well.
Okay, so say I've done that. Now I've got it in my possession. I'm driving down the road. I go to some place. Can I leave it in the glove box or sitting on the front seat of the car? It sounds like the cops look through windows and they sometimes see the guns in plain daylight. Can I leave it in my vehicle? What's the rule about that?
It cannot be visible from the outside. So the glove box is okay, in a sealed container or in the trunk, but the guns that the police are seeing at Topgolf are guns that are visible. The police can look through the window and they see. They see that.
And that's a violation. So if the police are walking around the parking lot and they go, hey, dude, you're sitting there with the gun in your lap, that in and of itself is a violation, correct?
Correct.
Suppose I've done everything in accordance with the law. Now I want to go into an establishment. If they don't have a no guns sign there, can I walk into a restaurant or a bar or an amusement place with a gun?
Not a bar. And a restaurant, it depends on what percentage of their business is alcohol sales.
Yeah.
There are still certain areas that are restricted.
Yeah, but walking around at a mall or in a park, I'm just trying to think of in general. If you do have concealed carry, presumably you want to carry it on your person and conceal it, so you do have some free range with a gun in Illinois and DuPage County, right?
Of course, that's the law of the state, and of course we follow the law here and we enforce it.
So if the police then sort of stake out, it sounds like the cops make their presence relatively known at Topgolf in Naperville, too. I just wonder how dumb these guys are to get caught with the guns out.
Well, as you know, we've been very public with these cases. We put out press releases all the time to let the public know how serious these cases are. And yet, unfortunately, you're right. We continue to see them. There is some good news, though, and I think that what we're doing is making a difference, because the number of unlawful use of weapon by felon cases, it tripled from 2019 to 2022. But from 2022 to 2023, we were down 21%. And so far this year, in 2024, we're down another 20%. So that message is getting out there, that we take these cases seriously and that there are consequences for people who violate the law.
Yeah. I mean, really, I suppose those people are out there with their guns, and hopefully they'll abide by the law and not do something wrong with them. But if nothing else, the message gets out that whoever you are, don't bring your gun to Topgolf. Don't have it sitting in your lap or in the front seat of your car. The next guy that gets caught is the dumbest criminal in DuPage County.
Unfortunately, as I said, we continue to see these kinds of cases, but the police are doing a great job.
Yeah.
We prosecute these cases, yeah. And a lot of these offenders have been detained. We file petitions if it's a detainable offense.
Well, that's a good question. I mean, how controversial these sorts of things become in Cook County, but there in DuPage County, would you prosecute somebody just for having a violation of improperly carrying their weapon?
Yes, we do. Again, it's not my job to make the laws, but it is my job to enforce the law. And the laws have to be enforced. Otherwise, we have anarchy. So yeah. That's what we do in this county.
Well, it's funny you say that way, because that was the refrain before the Safety Act got passed, and there was considerable concern about what would happen, how lawless we would all become if the Safety Act passed. Have you seen a dramatic crime is down, it sounds like, since the Safety Act was passed, right?
So in DuPage County, our violent crime is down. Carjackings, armed robberies, UUW by felon, those cases are down over the past year and a half. We have seen an increase in retail theft and burglary.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And car theft, the property cases.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where the Safety Act, in my opinion, needs to be strengthened to give judges more discretion in those cases. But in the violent cases, judges have a lot of discretion. And in this county, most of those offenders are getting detained.
I'm glad to hear that, and I'm glad to hear you on the radio today. Bob Berlin, DuPage County State's Attorney, talking about, among other things, what's going on at Topgolf these days. Bob, keep up the good work. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, John. My pleasure.
You betcha. DuPage County State's Attorney.